The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaran, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaran.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaran. I would like to take a quick minute to tell my listeners today what I believe can empower you. I honestly believe that the core issues of our physical ailments are emotionally based. So in other words, if we can figure out the real emotion that you are experiencing in your life today, then you can find ways to deal with your emotions in a positive way and see how the physical part of your body is affected and watch for improvements. Of course, once you get started, there are many other factors that can also help your physical body through a cleaner diet, proper exercise, and lots of interesting healing modalities. And once clients start to understand their emotional body, the pattern that I tend to see is that people begin to feel better about themselves. They have a more positive outlook on their life. They feel inspired to learn more and to go deeper into their own bodies. They sometimes realize that their personal boundaries about themselves become stronger, and therefore the dynamics of their relationships with other people are enhanced on a more open, communicative level. Lastly, I see that people start to look for hobbies or jobs that have a deeper, more spiritual meaning for them. People then want to share what they've learned about themselves because they feel stronger and happier as each day goes by. Their whole life changes, and it is a beautiful experience for me to watch this. And I love to work with people and I love to see them grow. So that is the true purpose of my show, to teach my guests and listeners to learn how to connect with their emotions, whether it's a positive or negative, and learn how to listen to what your own body is telling you. I learned this about myself and it changed my life. I still have lots more to learn and want to encourage the same in others. And this can also be a fun process. It doesn't have to be so serious. And once we understand the positive and the negative aspects to our emotions, we learn that we need both parts. So I would encourage anyone listening today who has a health issue to call in and ask questions. The number is 1-866-472-5792. And you can always email me, and if I see a pattern of physical problems, then I'd be willing to create a show around a specific health problem and help to provide some answers for you. And remember, the email address is tamaran@figureitoutlive.com. So today I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Norma Hollis. And Norma has always listened to the quiet voice within, no matter what. And after a lifetime of listening and following its instructions, she has emerged as an authority on helping people raise their vibration. Known as America's Authentic Voice Doctor, she started this path studying human energy systems from personal, professional, and spiritual perspectives. In the process, she uncovered the energy matrix known as the Authenticity Grid and its companion, Authenticity Assessment. She also created the Authentic Voice System, which is composed of 9 workbooks and 12 audios that help people deepen their understanding of authenticity while taking a journey inside of themselves. Her programs help people find, live, and share their authentic voice, bring their voices into alignment, then raise their vibration to enjoy a higher quality of life. And you can learn more about Norma at normahollis.com. So, Norma, thank you for coming out today.
Tamron, thank you for having me and bringing me out to play today.
That's right. It's all about play and having fun.
It is. That's how you stay healthy, right?
Oh, yeah. If we can't laugh, then, yeah, life's not fun.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So it's good to be here with you.
Oh, thank you. Norma, you're doing wonderful work out there, and I really wanted to have you on as a guest today because even my promotional material, you know, I'm trying to bring on guests who have programs that can either help in the health industry, relationships, or life direction, and I really kind of wanted you to talk about your products and services that might really sort of help people more in that topic of life direction today. And I was just wondering if you could comment on what it means to raise your vibration. Can you explain that to the listeners?
Yes, I can. Be happy to. And, you know, my program is interesting. You talk about life direction and the other pieces of it. And what I have found in the last 4 to 5 years of working with the program and watching it with people is that it helps people to find out what's holding them back. Sometimes
yeah.
you think it's one thing, and it's oftentimes something else, and that often always has an impact on our health as well, which we'll probably talk about as we move forward. I have some examples in my own life and the life of people that I've been working with.
Yeah.
And what happens is, as I work with people, they end up raising their vibration. So by that, if you consider any problem that you're dealing with right now, and consider that you are standing on the ground looking at that problem eyeball to eyeball, face to face, and it's like a mountain that you know you either have to go around, climb over, go under, crawl your way through, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you get on an elevator and you go to the fifth floor and you look down at that same problem, all of a sudden it doesn't look so big. It's not so looming in front of you. You can actually stand over it and see it and actually get some solution that you couldn't get when you were facing it.
Right.
But then if you go on the elevator and go up to the 30th floor, that problem is nothing but a small speck that can be brushed away very easily. And it's a matter of raising a person's consciousness, raising their awareness and their mindset so that you look at things differently. And by that, that's what I mean by raising vibration. So the things that were problems are not problems anymore. They're just issues. They're just passed on. You just passed over them, moved on
right.
to something else.
Yeah, and I can totally relate to that. I mean, I'm a young business. I've been in business for 2.5 years, and that's exactly where I'm at too. Like, my business has taken on a whole new concept, and you are exactly right. Like, when I think about some of the things that are ahead of me now, I just go, some days I'm just like, how am I going to do all this? You know, so it does feel like a mountain of stuff, like finding people and, you know, the right people to help me and, you know, where am I going to find them and how are they going to show up and is the money going to be there and, you know, how long is it going to take? And yeah, so it's very overwhelming. So yeah, I totally get exactly what you're talking about.
but I mean, it's the same situation. So the problems don't go away, but when your vibration is raised, you just look at them differently so they don't impact you and as negatively as they would otherwise. Your anxiety is reduced.
Yeah, exactly. So why is this so important for people to understand this?
For a lot of reasons. You know, one, the whole issue of anxiety that we all live with so much is one of the precursors to so much of the health illnesses, you know, cancer and strokes and other things that we go through. So it's going to help, you know, from a health-wise, you know, for one. Number two, it just helps you with attitude, and so much of life is attitude. And if you have the attitude that, you know, this too shall pass and let me find the good in it and keeping your vibration high, then you become a contagious spirit among other people and you create greater energy in your entire world. And basically that's going to help you be less stressed. So all the way around it's going to help you. And then the other thing is that with the changes going on in society right now, with the planets aligning, we just completed the Venus transit. And then we've got the grand alignment coming up in December. The planets are coming into alignment. They're aligning their vibrations. And according to astrology, the planets affect us tremendously. So it seems that we should be aligned with the planets. So there's a lot of reasons to step into vibration.
Yeah, and personally, you know, we were just briefly talking before the beginning of the show that, you know, things are lining up. In my mind, it means then we have to learn how to let go of the things that weren't in alignment for us, like maybe the things that weren't most suitable for what our needs are or our desires too. So we have to remember that when things feel like they're falling apart, they're not really falling apart. They're actually falling into place.
And that's so well said. I love that you put falling into place, because we do lose that word fall, but
yeah.
Falling into place is a whole different energy than falling apart.
Yeah, and it's scary.
Well, I mean, everything is scary, you know, because we never know what tomorrow, what the next moment's going to bring. But then again, it's back to our attitude and to our vibrations. If we trust the path and trust that we're listening to the voice that's supposed to be directing us and doing what we're here to do, then you trust that your movements are appropriate and things will fall in place. Even if it may not be exactly like you want, they will be as they're supposed to be.
Right, or as you expect.
Or as you expect, thank you, as you create through your consciousness.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened to me. Like, I'll share this quickly, because I know you want to get into some details for people, but this is a good example. I finally ran my 28-day program, which I've been promoting on my commercials as well through Voice America here, and we did it with a small group of people, and what happened out of the outcome was unbelievable. Like, it took people into a place where I wasn't expecting, and now everybody's like, Tammy, you need to change your focus a little bit. Like, this happened to all of us. And I'm like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. So that's where I literally felt the floor fall out. It was like, well, I thought I was supposed to be doing this, and that felt right at the time. And everybody's saying, no, I feel this is your path, you know, your mission, or maybe more of what the work you need to do. So now I'm scrambling, okay, and I got to change it all. So not at all, but, you know, it just feels like more work. And that's where the mountain comes into play again. It's like, geez, I thought I got over that hump, and now life's showing me something else.
But I think the beauty in what you just said is that life showed you what it wants you to do, which means the universe is lining up to assist you to do it.
Yes.
So that's the good part about it, that you're lined up. You're becoming aligned yourself, and your vibration is therefore raising because you're aligning with what it is you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. But, of course, automatically what happened to me, that fear kicked in, and I started doubting myself, going, well, how am I the expert in this when I don't have a qualification in anything? And I think that happens to a lot of people, especially a lot of the coaches and people out there, because we're not certified as anything.
Right.
So,
and you know, and that's something that is becoming, coming up to being discussed. You know, there's a board certification process now. Like, I just completed that myself. I'm now a board-certified coach, and I have a program that I do that's proven that you may be able to turn your program into also, Tammy, that one that that I certify other people to deliver. So I help coaches have a program that is certified, that's proven, and a process from which to coach. Because the challenge that coaches have, since it is somewhat not regulated, is that some people, going through, for example, their one single divorce, consider themselves a coach to help others who are going through divorce without having had, you know, the range of experiences that help them to really coach people. So it's a pro and con. Those that really have the qualifications and the skills, we still have to make sure that those that don't have as much skill and qualification are appropriately positioning themselves in the industry.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and that would certainly make me feel better just knowing that I have that big certification. I do have a health coach certification, but that's just coaching. That's not geared into something more specific is, you know, what came out of this for me.
Right, right.
I get it. Okay, Norma, so I'm going to ask you some more specific questions so we can sort of get into this with people and how we can help them today. And what I'd like to do now is take a really quick break. And when we come back, let's just jump right in.
All righty.
Okay, so I just want to remind everyone, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more with Norma Hollis.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness. How do you find the key to optimal health? Tune in to Your Health, Your Choice with Timothy Maynard. We'll dissect the myths of heart disease and reveal the habits of health that can make you heart attack proof. We'll hear from leading authors, researchers, and physicians to uncover the science behind the recommendations. It's the only talk radio show that will make you healthier this year just by listening. It's Your Health, Your choice. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome. Today, my guest is Norma Hollis, and she calls herself the Authentic Voice Doctor, and her website is normahollis.com. And Norma, before I ask you the next question, I went online today and I was looking for some quotes on authenticity, and I found some great ones. I'm going to save the best one for last, but this was a really simple one, and it says, authenticity is all about being real, genuine, and not an imitation. So what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's absolutely true. You know, that is more like the traditional definition of authenticity that has lasted throughout the ages. It refers to both individuals, and they use it a lot referring to products. The word used to be used referred to products most frequently until maybe about 4 or 5 years ago when it started to be applied to people and society as a whole. So, yeah, that's a good definition.
Oh, right on. Okay, so Norma, I want to ask you some questions about, you were talking before the show about raising your vibration, and could you explain to our listeners what would be the first step to raise the vibration in someone?
Well, it's interesting because in my work, most of my work was channeled through me. And when I say channeled, it's not like it was the information was channeled, it was the instructions were channeled in terms of how to get the information. And I had no clue what I was doing or why, or I should say why I was doing what I was doing, except that I was being told to do it from some unseen source. And so I did. And this took a 30-year process. And when I finished, I had something that was what we call a grid. And it was based on 9 different energies, if you will. And now I have come to call those 9 energies the 9 dimensions of authenticity. So when you say the first step of being of the vibration, the first step is stepping into your authenticity, to finding out, as you said in the definition, who is the real you. And we do that by way of an assessment that is available to take for free online. They can take it by going to normahollis.com and click number 3, and that takes them to the assessment. And it's just 9 simple questions that when you answer them gives you a score for your authenticity factor and gives me a grid to look at about how your scores are placed as a way of analyzing what your next steps are. So step 1 is to take the authenticity assessment and discover what your scores are in the 9 dimensions, and particularly where your scores are the lowest.
That's interesting. I really like that. I can't wait to take it myself. I just love to learn about me. Like, you know, even though it applies to other people too, but when I can understand why I do things or whatever, it's just sort of like a guideline. Or if it happens again, I go, oh, I remember this.
Our best subject for all of us is ourselves. And I think most of us spend a lot of time in our journey on the planet trying to figure out who we are, reading stuff, you know, getting to know. And what I'm so thrilled about this process that I put together that was channeled through me is that it does just that. It gives people a view of themselves that they may have lost, or maybe they had when they were younger, but but because of the need to conform to what society requests and requires of us. And maybe they were a little different than that, and so in the confirmation or the, I'm sorry, the conformity and the transformation, they might have lost a piece of themselves. And so what this whole process does, it helps to remind them about who they are, reacquaint them with themselves, and help them to be strong and steadfast with who they are.
Yeah, it's interesting while you're saying that. I keep getting this picture in my head, and all I keep hearing is the word soul retrieval. It's like that's what you do.
Yeah.
You bring them back in.
That's very true. When I do my live events, when I first did them in 2008, when I would talk about, because I have before birth memories, in fact, for quite some time, and when I would talk about that, there would invariably be people in the audience, excuse me, who would just sob because I was retrieving their memory of their soul that they had forgotten and lost along the way. And so that is a real key part about being authentic and the process to raise your vibration.
Yeah, that's very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. So, I can't wait to try this. What would be the next steps then once we do this? So what happens for everybody next? I know people might be really interested in what you're doing. So
yeah. Well, what's interesting is that with the assessment, with the I have a brand new product that I've just put out that takes this through the whole process. This used to be a multi-$1,000 process that I would do through coaching. And now I've taken it and reduced it to where people can do it independently. So once you get your scores, then I give them a personal alignment prescription. So I'm the voice doctor, right? So I'm giving them a prescription about how to connect more with their authentic voice. And essentially what they're going to be doing is looking at these 9 scores on the matrix, on the grid, and going first to the score that's the lowest, and then going to the alignment workbook and going to that dimension where your score was the lowest, and doing the exercises that will raise your awareness and therefore raise your score. And your objective is to get all of your scores, all 9 scores, around the same number. And that's when you have stepped into alignment, working to align each one of your dimensions so that all 9 of them are around the same number. So all 9s or all 10s or all 7s or, but no more 6s, 7s, 8s, and 9s. So the 6s are raised to 7s and 8s. The 7s are raised to 8s and 9s. And then you're more aligned. That's the second step.
Okay, so how long does it take for someone? I know everybody's going to be different, but how long would it take before people would start seeing results in themselves?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and it is a variance on individuals. I have had some people, I had one lady in Washington, D.C., when I went out there in, I think, 2009, and 30 days after she was in my program, she called, or she was on one of our calls, because we include a year's worth of group coaching calls, and she's on the call, and she's just so excited because she had just, in 30 days, had lost 10 pounds, and she said she wasn't even trying to lose the weight, but by doing this process, she just got to know herself and all of a sudden got to love herself in a way that she had not before. And that changed her eating habits, which lost her 10 pounds, which raised her confidence and her enthusiasm. So that was a person that took just, you know, one month. I have another lady who decided to look at the dimension of net wellness, which is what her lowest one was, and tweaked just one or two things in her eating habits. And as a result, 11 months later, she had released over 100 pounds.
Wow.
Okay, so you just never know, you know, what it is. Another lady had just left a 33-year career, most of it as a sales manager for a male-dominated industry. And she actually, her weakest one was network and basically her self-relationship. So she actually worked on that, and now she's doing a very successful nonprofit feeding seniors in Phoenix, Arizona, and doing a very good job of it. So everybody's different, and the time frame is different. The one girl took 30 days to have major change. Another person took 11 months. Another person took a year and a half. You know, it just varies.
That's really powerful.
Yeah, it is. It's really humbling. Yeah, it's what a blessing.
So I'm just curious to the people listening, where do you promote your products? You know, where do you go out and speak for people, especially, you know, when you said people in the corporate world, there's just so many people in corporations that are living such a chaotic life. Do you ever go into companies and speak, or are you at more like self-help type places?
Well, I have gone into a few companies. I personally am more self-help type. My joy is talking about vibration and raising people understanding of that. There is also a great need for my work in the corporate arena, and I did have an international human resource company partnering with me to take it to corporate America. What I am looking for and grooming are what I call authenticity ambassadors, people that I'm training to deliver this program. I do not feel that I'm the appropriate person to introduce it to corporate because I am so vibration-oriented, and I need people who have more of the corporate language and the corporate background and are looking to be speakers and trainers and coaches with a process and a system that really can help them move forward, a proven process to move forward with. So, and I'm going to allow them to be the ones to take it to corporate America. I have, as I mentioned, the assessment. I have a similar assessment for corporations, where they're looking at the employee and the organization and the community and how that's all aligned together. But and I also have a program for the youth. So we're putting this process in different industries with the right people who have the background in those industries.
That's wonderful. That's really nice to hear, because even in the corporate world, if you grab the right people that, you know, I find a lot of people are in the corporate world. There's some amazing people that are highly successful and highly functional. And if you can grab a hold of some of those people, all I can feel in my head is like a huge domino effect.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. Well, I'm glad you feel that, because I've been setting up them dominoes for a while now. So I've been waiting. I've been ready for the effect, getting ready for the effect. So it's nice to know that you feel it coming. I better accelerate a little bit.
So let's put it out there to any of our listeners today. If you are in the corporate industry, or you know people that are in the corporate industry that just feel like it's just too much, or they've got a lot of anxiety, overwhelm, I mean, I think your program would be amazing for some of these people in corporate America. So let's put it out there, Norma. Let's grab a hold of some of those people today.
I'm grabbing, I'm lassoing it, and I'm spinning it around, so others will grab it and come on in.
Okay. So I'm going to get into some more of your history a little bit for people, and I think we're going to do that after the break. And I don't want to jump in there right now. So, Norma, we've got about 1 minute. Is there anything else you want to close up about this part of the program before we take a quick break?
Well, I wanted to say that the assessment is really something that gives people confirmation and clarity. So we go through life so much with questions, should I do this or do that, or what about this? And it just helps put things in perspective so you have a framework from which to make decisions. That's one of the things we don't have on the planet as much, is it's a framework. You know, if I go back and look at this, I know to make this decision. And everybody's pulling at us, but it helps us to really hear our own inner voice with far more clarity.
Okay, and we want to remind everybody that part is free, and if they want to check that out, they can go to normahollis.com. And Norma, so what we're going to do now is take a quick break and jump into some other great stuff after, and I just want to remind everyone, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, so stay tuned for more with Norma.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
9 different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. My guest today is Norma Hollis. She calls herself the Authentic Voice Doctor. Remember to check out her website, normahollis.com. And before the break, we were talking, you can take a free test and get you started on how you can learn to raise your vibration. So, Norma, what I want to do is share another great quote that I found today. And it says this: hard times arouse an instinctive desire for authenticity. So what do you think about that one?
I think that's very true, because the people that I have met along my path who focus on authenticity have had some type of trauma or struggle or drama in their childhood. So I think that's what turns us inward and causes us to look at the society and our place in the society and to question it, and that's what leads to authenticity.
Yeah, we question it, of course, and I can certainly relate to that. But then when you get to that point where you become very grateful for that opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. It becomes a springboard for the rest of your life. You begin to appreciate it. All the negative things that you saw as negative at one point in time, you can see them as part of the continuum of your current position.
That's right. It's like we see the light.
Yes.
Yay! I love it. I just love it. So I thought of a question. I know we're going to get into some other things, but after you're speaking there and you were talking about, you know, you're looking for authenticity ambassadors, people that might be in the corporate world that could actually promote your programs and help with a lot of people who are dealing with the stress and anxiety out there today, because I know there's lots of those people. The question that came to my mind was, what about if you're somebody like me who already has a program that they started running, could I take my program and somehow combine it with what you're teaching so that it becomes, you know, it's still my program, but it's your process or something like that? I don't know if I'm asking that correct, but what about that?
I love the question, because my intent with designing this is that it is a foundation and a framework from which to build other things. There's nine dimensions in this authenticity piece, which means there's nine specific areas that people can specialize in. There's also what I call three pillars and three processes, which is then six more areas to focus on. And then as we've been doing it, we find that it has application not only in corporate America, but also with youth for parenting. I've also applied the same principles with stress management and time management. So it has application in numerous areas. What I have always asked for with ambassadors are people who, if you either you have a great calling for speaking and or coaching, and you don't have your own program, and therefore you need a program, you can bring your stories and your experiences and all your passion, and we can find a place in the authenticity movement, in the grid, in the speaking or coaching for you to work. But likewise, if you're someone who already has either a program or a platform or a product or whatever, the same thing can occur. As a matter of fact, for those ambassadors that have been with me for 2+ years who do not have a product or even a program focus, that's what I'm working on with them now. Because as a group of ambassadors, we are stronger when we have people who specialize in different aspects. So if somebody is in Toronto, for example, wanting something that someone in California has, and we're a network group, we know that, and we can meet clients' needs because our network is so large and does comprise a lot of different people's materials all under this one umbrella. So I am actively looking for people with other programs. And now the other thing, you know, that I need to mention is that, you know, I owned a speakers bureau for 15 years. So I know what the process is to be a speaker, to be looking for opportunities to speak. And I also know that as a bureau, where I may have represented 200 people, 200 speakers, I really only booked maybe a dozen of them, if that many. Because that's just the way the industry works, not just for my bureau, but for most bureaus. So what I tell speakers that are interested in getting their message out there, that you have two choices. You can go the individual route, which is timely and costly, or you can go the group route. And what I offer them as an ambassador is a chance to be a part of a group, whereas collectively we can do more than we can do individually.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And you know, knowing what I want to do and how I want to move my business forward, it just feels like you're taking away all the pressure when you're working as a group because you've already done all the legwork.
Right, right. And it is, you know, and then the other thing that helps with the group is that it really is a slow process. Even, you know, you may know everything you need to know and all that, but you still got to wait on folks no matter what you do. And so just having a group to wait with, because we can keep each other busy in different ways, and also we can grow together. But whereas if you're by yourself, you know, while you're waiting, you're figuring out what to do next. How do I get more money? You know, it's just a constant aloneness trying to make things happen.
And, you know, you hit it bang on. That's exactly how I feel when I feel I want to start promoting my programs. I feel completely alone, and I feel like it's going to take forever. And I'm at that point in my business where the money isn't coming in yet with the programs. So if I have to take myself physically out of the business that I'm in, then that means I have to pay staff to come in and take and replace me as the owner, and nobody else can sell better than me in here. So that's what I struggle with. And, you know, it's like, how much time can I take away in order to get that money coming in? So, what you're doing, it feels so good.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. It's not an overnight process. It does take a while. The program that I have now is a two-year program where the first year is a lot of time on your personal development, because what I look for with my ambassadors, I look for the transformation that occurs in you.
Yeah.
Because as you get to know these different dimensions and you start working the workbooks, I want to know which of these dimensions most resonates with your need and where your transformation occurs. And because that then becomes your story, that's the foundation of how we move you forward. And what we do with our ambassadors also is help them to identify their story. Because sometimes you're so in your story, you don't know what your story is. But I contend that every person's life is a story. You just have to be able to see it, and we help you to see it.
Yeah, you are exactly right. And that's what happened to me. Like when I ran my first program, I got to see an outline of my life that in a way I never saw it before. And I went, wow. You know, so that's why everybody kept saying to me, Tammy, change your focus a little bit. And I really had to walk away from it emotionally and look at it and go, yeah, my life was my story. Like, that's my story that I want to tell. And it just happened. And it was just like, it was so unexpected. And so it's great. It's a wonderful thing that happens. You know, you did touch on this a little bit. Can you share with our listeners, how did you get to be known as the Authentic Voice Doctor? I mean, that's a really powerful title you've given yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Well, actually, it was given to me, actually, because as I mentioned, I've been in the speaking industry for 15 years owning a bureau. And in that whole process, I was always coaching speakers. And because of my own vibration, and I have a high level of intuitiveness, and then my training with speaking, I was often, and then my authenticity background, I was often able to get to the heart of the issues that speakers came to me with in a very short period of time. It was not unusual at all for me to diagnose and give a solution for somebody in 10 minutes. And they're like, I had one guy says, oh, okay, it's 10 minutes, but you answered a question I've been trying to answer for about three decades. Okay, I'm ready to go now. And so when people were doing this, they would say, well, thanks, Doc. And that's where Authentic Voice Doctor came in.
Oh, that's so cool. Would you be able to give us a quick example? I know we don't need to name names, but just for the listeners out there, what would an example of that be for someone who, you know, you could help them in 10 minutes? What kind of things might come up?
Oh, I don't know. We can do you if you want. If you want to ask me some questions, and we'll see what comes up. But it's always hard to remember other people's, you know, stuff because it's all different. And I'm in the moment with them when I see it. It's kind of a spirit-to-spirit thing, and I don't always remember afterwards. But
okay.
It's like a spirit-to-spirit coaching communication that I get to using the resources, intuitiveness, as well as the background experience that I've had.
Okay, well, we only have a couple minutes to break. We don't have 10 minutes. Do you think you could do something
I can try,
minutes?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, let's go for it. Why not? Let's have some fun. Okay.
So what would be one of your issues that you would have a question on?
Okay, so for me, what happened was I was running one program. It was more like a transformational life program. And what came out of it was that people found that they weren't just connected with their life, but they felt more connected to their sexuality. And so I had people on the show who were talking about sexual issues and stuff like that. And my outline for the interview for that show was actually my life story. And I wrote that in the process of being through a bad marriage and things from my childhood and things like that, and not being in a situation where I could speak about sex openly, that when I separated and then later became divorced, I was thrown back out into the single, you know, dating world. And it was forcing me to speak up about what it was I was looking for, because in a relationship, sex is a huge part of it. And so people said that when they were in my program, they became more connected to their sexuality. So it was like, okay, so what do I do with that? But my problem is that now people look at me and they go, oh, so when did you become a sex expert? And I go, I'm not a sex expert. I'm not here to talk about positions or anything or whatever, but I'm trying to help people connect emotionally with the issues of sexuality, like what are the triggers that have come up for me when people would ask me questions or ask me what I wanted.
So what you do is you open people up. You enable them to have a safe environment to discuss something like sex, which is not always easy to talk about.
That's
and
right.
If it's happening for you naturally like it is, then it seems to me the universe is telling you this is something that you should consider doing. And it sounds like what you're doing is you're helping people to communicate about their sexuality. And so something in that line, so you're not a sex expert, you're a communication expert that helps people communicate about sexual activity, sexual experiences.
Oh, so that's the key word I was looking for. Thank you, Norma, because I didn't know what to call myself.
There it is.
That was my struggle. I'm like, well, what am I then? Because I'm not an expert. And I'm still working on it. I'm not saying my sex life is perfect either. Like, I don't say that. But at least I'm willing to go places now that I was never able to do before.
But what you are is you're a communication expert in the areas of health, relationships, and life direction. And you can also add in a specialty in sexual behavior.
Oh, very cool. And behavior, that's the word I'm looking for, too.
So that was, what, 2 minutes?
You are the doctor. No, we're not going to call you.
Time, you know, we would go deeper and we would talk about, you know, we would take that and build it out and find out who the target market is and how you're going to approach them and what your message is and how you're going to make money with it and the whole bit. But the hardest part, so oftentimes, is finding out what is the message.
Yeah.
But
That, you know, and it's true, because just that alone, what you did for me now, just answering those questions, I would definitely take your program. So I'm definitely going to be number one signing up today, because I just love what you're doing. It's so interesting, and it seems simple. You make it sound simple.
Yeah, well, people have told me that my background in early childhood, my degrees in early childhood, and I worked and directed Head Start programs and child care programs for the first 20 years of my life. But because of that, it helps me to see things systematically. Whereas maybe people that come in as speakers into the industry and into product development don't have that type of structural, intellectual training, if you will. So, and orderly training. So, so I can break things down. And even when I give you the page to go to, the website that shares it, you'll see that I've broken everything down. You're going to get this, 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 and this. This is what it's going to do for you.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Okay, Norma, so what we're going to do is take our last break of today, and we'll go through some things at the end there. So I just want to remind everyone, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America, the health and wellness channel, so stay tuned for more.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Yes, just want to remind everybody that my guest today is Norma Holla. She calls herself the Authentic Voice Doctor. And remember to check out her website, normahollis.com, and go to number 3, click on number 3, and that's where you can all take that free assessment and see where we Norma can help you start making changes in your life. So, Norma, I'm going to finish today with a quote, and you've almost spoken the word for word once today already, and I thought, wow, this is the quote I wanted to end with. And it's by St. Francis of Assisi, and his quote says, "Who we are looking for is who is looking."
I haven't heard that one. I love St. Francis of Assisi and some of the quotes that I've heard over the years. So I hadn't heard that one, but that's perfect because we're looking for ourselves. That's, we spend our whole lives trying to find ourselves.
That's right. And when we can, you know, find the light in ourselves, we see the light in others. And that's
right.
Basically what
that's
it's right. about.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. So I know, and you've helped me see the light today already on the show. So I'm so excited.
Did I raise your vibration? Cool.
You did. Thanks, Doc. Thanks. Okay, so Norma, once people take your program, I'm curious to know what happens to people after they take it. Like, what goes on for them? How does it change their life?
Well, it's interesting because the program is actually in two different phases. And as I mentioned, you start with the assessment, and then I give you a personal prescription that gives you the workbooks to engage in that brings yourself into alignment. And that will take anywhere from, you might just do one workbook, you might do all 9 of them. It depends on what your needs are and your interests. And then once you do that and you're aligned, then you go back to the same workbook and you just go through the entire one in order, starting with the inner voice, the voice that speaks within, and looking at how you listen to yourself and how you respond to yourself, looking at your values, your integrity, and looking at your inspiration and how you inspire yourself and helping you to raise those to another level. Then you look at your outer voice and how other people perceive you in terms of your wellness and your health, in terms of your relationships, and in terms of your abundance and what people judge you on. And then you try to align the inner voice with that you hear within to the outer voice that other people see. And then the third area of that in the workbook that you're working with is your expressive voice, which is who you have become and how you align the inner and outer voice to be someone on the planet. And that's a combination of your gifts and talents that you were born with, of your personality and the habits that you engage in day to day. So as you look at those in the prescription that I give you, and you decide to tweak, to calibrate, to adjust just one thing at a time in your life, you'll find your life becoming more aligned. And then when you go back and go through the entire process, you'll find yourself raising your vibration. And these include not only the workbooks, but also a number of audios. There's an audio for each one of the different nine dimensions, as well as three additional bonus ones. And you know what I did with this also, Tamarine, is I included some bonus materials. Now, we haven't talked about this, but I'll just make a hint at it, that I have memories of before birth, and not just before this particular lifetime and getting the assignment to do the work that I'm doing, but I also have memories of lifetimes before then. And one of the bonuses that I have is a three-part audio that shares my memories of before birth. And this is important because it helps people to broaden their understanding about how life works. And I'm just thrilled to share that and look forward to people's feedback. And then there's one other bonus that's stuff I went through poetry at the age of 28 and then interpreting it 20 years later. And so that's the whole package that people can get that helps them to become more authentic, become more aligned by raising their different dimensions, and then that result is to raise their vibration to give them a totally new view of the world. And, you know, I forgot to mention, there's one aspect of this that's really unusual, I'm told, versus other programs that are out there. And what we do also is offer 52 weeks of support because you participate in a full year of group coaching calls. Every Tuesday night, we have group coaching calls at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, and you would be a part of that. We talk about alignment, and there are two parts there. The first part is lecture, and the second part is you actually get a chance to ask questions, like the question that you just asked that I answered. You could bring that to one of the calls on a Tuesday night and actually get some feedback. And those calls are done by not only me, but also some of my ambassadors, as well as some guest speakers.
Oh, wonderful. Sounds like a lot of bonuses. And I'm really resonating with the one you're talking about, like before this lifetime, like tapping into stuff like that. Yeah, that's very, very powerful. Because, yeah time is an illusion, eh?
What's that?
Time is an illusion.
Time is an illusion. You know, I always talk about, and I talk about this a lot, and we have to connect because we have definitely some, we're kindred sisters or something.
Yeah.
But I often talk about, is time linear or is time spiral? Because, you know, how many times have we said to ourselves, dang, I think I've been here before, or dang, I knew I should have, you know, because I think time is more spiral than it is linear. We're taught on the planet that it's linear. It's one thing after another. But we're learning that so much of God's environment is spiral, and I think time goes in circles, like the planets are going in circles, and it's the same thing. We're going in circles, too. I think our lives just continue to cycle.
Yes, I totally agree with that. That's just like sometimes meeting someone where like it is so strong, the energy between them is so strong that it's like, no, you're definitely meant to work with those people, like on, you know, they change you, like there's something about them.
Yeah.
I don't know, people talk about soulmates and that's what it's making me think of. And sometimes a soulmate, in my belief anyways, is that it may not be that person you marry. It could be like a business partner. It could be a sibling. It could be, you know, one of your children or something, or just someone you're dating for a little while. But that something about that relationship changes everything. It's like they show you for who you really are.
Right. And I believe you have several of them in a lifetime. I have three of them I can think of now in my current lifetime that were in my lifetimes in the past. One was an older brother, one was a grandmother, and one was a friend. And they're all, to me, soulmates because our souls have been on journey together before.
Yeah. And here to keep working on those journeys because, you know, things keep coming up and it's like, no, some of those people I just feel like, you know, if I can see the light, like we were talking about before, then I can really transform.
Right, right.
Yeah, with that person in my life.
Right, 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 right. Very much so.
Okay, Norma, we're getting into closing. So is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
Well, what I do want to share, again, I want to encourage people to take the assessment which is a free opportunity, and that's normahollis.com, click number 3. When you go onto my homepage, you will see several links on the very beginning part for opportunities like my free calls every Tuesday done by the ambassadors. You can sign up for that. And also, I want to really point out the vibration raising. You can, my product is at vibrationraising.com. You can also get it from my homepage at my website, normahollis.com. But that product that I just mentioned to you and the parts of it, you end up really understanding your authenticity, raising your alignment, and raising your vibrations. And it's priced at way over $800, and I only have it for $127 on the special for people that are on your call. And so I encourage them to take advantage of it, because you get not only the opportunity to get your own personal prescription, but also to be on these calls for a full year. And we do links to the call, so if you miss a call, it is sent to you. But any question you may have that comes up in the course of that whole year, you get a chance to ask that. And I usually charge, well, quite a bit. I won't even say how much for my one-on-ones. But
okay.
Certainly not what you're doing. It's certainly more than $127.
Yeah. Norma, you know what? It's that time. So it was such an honor. I just want to remind everybody to check your website, normahollis.com. And thank you for coming out today. And I just want to ask all the listeners, did you learn anything by listening to Norma and I today? Are you understanding your entire body from a different perspective? And does this make more sense to you? Did we empower you, and would you like to learn more? If so, please remember to connect with me, Tamron, by email at figureitoutlive.com. Let me know what you need, and I'm here for your well-being, and together we can figure it out. And if you truly want to go deeper into your own body and have a more profound understanding, then please go to my website, figureitoutlive.com, and look at my 28-day personal transformation program called the Elixir of Life. Here I will share many, many more tips and techniques on how to give you the life you are wanting. And in this program, you'll be connected with me for 28 days. And I will share what I know and to take you on an amazing journey of self-discovery and true health.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.